is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll be talking with former American Idol finalist Kimberly Locke. But this week, the news that American Idol will be canceled after next season. American Idol coming to an end. Fox says it will cancel the show in 2016 at the end of its 15th season. Idol began back in 2002 and at its height averaged 30 million viewers a season. The show introduced Simon Cowell to the United States and made Ryan Seacrest a household name. Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Hudson, Jordan Sparks, Ruben Studdard, Fantasia Barrino, and Taylor Hicks all owe their singing careers to the show. Idol even briefly brought performer Paula Abdul back into the limelight. Meanwhile, former Idol executive producer Nigel Lithgow admitted that he was a little surprised the show was canceled, but he felt it was better to go out on top than to slowly fade away. He compared it to a heavyweight boxing match and said you need to know when to stop fighting. Lithgow says bringing Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj on as judges was a mistake. During a chat with Billboard magazine, Nigel said that Idol uplifted the music industry, but Mariah and Nicki were a mistake. They were just crazy, and then it started becoming about the judges and took away from the contestants altogether. On their own, either one may have been successful. Nigel executive produced the show from season 1 through 7, then sat out seasons 8 and 9 and returns for seasons 10, 11, and 12. He says he agrees with the decision to pull the plug. It's the right thing to do. It's about preserving the legacy of the show. Meanwhile, the American Idol season 14 final 2 came down to Clark Beckham and Nick Frattiani. After a star-filled two-hour finale that had Pitbull, New Kids on the Block, The Jacksons, and Steven Tyler all taking the stage, the pair had their final opportunity to wow the audience at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, California. Ultimately, it was the 29-year-old Nick Frattiani of Connecticut who took the title of American Idol. We're talking now with our regular contributor, Kimberly Locke, who was on season 2 of American Idol and has a unique perspective on that show and show business in general.
I'd kind of been hearing about it, so when the announcement came, I wasn't that surprised, but it'll be interesting because I think that this season has been one of the better seasons in a while. And I think that it'll be watching them go out on a high note will be interesting. I wonder if they'll say, oh, we're going to do one more season and then one more season. So you never know.
Oh, so you don't buy the whole thing, huh? You think that maybe they'll reconsider if it's successful?
No, I think they do. I think they really do want to end the show, and the show's had a great run. But it's, you know, the success of the show has been, you know, I mean, they've made television history. You know, let's not, we can't discount that. So I don't know if they'll actually end it next season. I mean, I'm sure that's what they want to do. But what's going to fill that slot?
Yeah. And what if the ratings are through the roof for whatever reason?
Exactly. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why shows decide to do another season. You just never know.
Yeah. And if they said the same judges will be back next season for the swan song.
Okay.
That doesn't surprise me. They're not going to bring somebody in for 1 year and then be done with them, I guess.
Well, yeah. And I think people actually like the judges that they have now. That's the other thing. You know, and if people, you know, I know for me, I'm a huge fan of having Harry Connick on the show. So, you know, don't, if it's not broken, don't try to fix it. And I think that, you know, those judges have been on the show for a couple of seasons now, and people have gotten used to them, and they really like them. So definitely don't change it for the last season.
Now, did you have insight or inside knowledge or sources that told you this was coming so you weren't shocked?
Yeah, I mean, I still stay in touch with a lot of people, you know, who are connected to American Idol. So I am privy to some information that, you know, is circulating. And I had heard that, you know, season 15 would be the last season. So the fact that they've announced it during season 15, I'm not surprised. But it's kind of great because next season, the people who didn't watch it or stopped watching it somewhere along the way, they're going to tune in to watch that final. Everybody wants to see the finale of anything. And they'll probably bring back a lot of idols, and it'll be like a huge family reunion. So you'll get to see your favorites again on television. So it's going to be pretty, I think it's going to be pretty big.
And the fact that you have is probably as many hits as just about anybody from that show, they probably will ask you to come back. Would you consider it?
Absolutely. You know, if I'm invited back, I would definitely go. You know, listen, we are an elite group of people who have got, who have gotten the privilege to grace the American Idol stage. And you know, it's American Idol has, you know, made television history. It changed the music industry, I believe, in a, you know, equally as it changed the television world. So, yes, I would love to be there and, you know, to see the family, so to speak, because there's only so many of us. You know, if you look at the top 10, there's 150 of us in the top 10. That's not a lot of people. That's a very small group that got to share that experience.
And you're one of the Idol contestants that has never, you know, tried to distance himself from it. You've embraced it, and you've always been very supportive of their ongoing efforts to find another great singer. So I'm sure that you're in their good graces, if nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, you know, as I've said many times before, you go on a show like American Idol, you don't know what to expect. You know, there's plenty of things that you can focus on as far as the negative. I'm just not that kind of person. You know, I choose to look at, you know, the positive. Because the show, first and foremost, you know, it's a television show. It's a business. So they're in the business of making great television. And I think, you know, we, the talent, we are the beneficiaries of great television. And you know, not to discount our talent. You know, our talent, you know, is a huge part of that. So the benefits to me far outweigh the cons, so to speak. And, you know, I met some wonderful people on that show. And that show set my life, you know, let alone my career, on a trajectory that I never imagined for myself.
Yeah, so you have nothing but good to say, and I'm sure they'll, well, I mean, if I was producing the show, I'd certainly make sure Kimberly Locke was part of the final season.
Well, thank you, Mike. I will let you know when that invite comes along, because I'm sure now that they've made the announcement, they're already working on what that last season is going to look like.
Yeah. And, of course, you were on season 2 behind Reuben Studdard and Clay Aiken. And mm-hmm. It would be nice to see the three of you back on stage, maybe with the rest of your top 10 from your year. Maybe they'll feature a different year as they count down.
Absolutely, yeah. That would be a lot of fun.
Would you guys ever consider doing a song together? Is there something that you could all sing in your vocal ranges, the three of you?
Oh, I'm sure. You know, on our finale that night, we did like 3 or 4 songs together, the three of us. So I'm sure there would be something that we could pull together. That would be the easy part.
We're talking with Kimberly Locke about American Idol. They announced this week during the basically the finale week of this year's season that next year's season will be the 15th and final. So what happens after American Idol? Do you see another show coming along that will try to fill that niche?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You know, I think that The Voice has already kind of, you know, taken that spot. You know, I don't know that there'll ever be another American Idol. I don't know. That's a very good question. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what comes along next, you know, what the next big thing is going to be. That's why I say it's hard. I believe that American Idol is ending, but it's hard to believe that it's ending.
Right. You wouldn't be shocked if, you know, midway through the season, they say, you know what, this is really going so well, and we've had such an outpouring of public support, we're going to do one more year.
Would not surprise me one bit.
Well, like you say, it's a business, and that's the bottom line. If they're still making money, why would you do away with the show that's making you a lot of money and bringing you a lot of viewers?
Yeah, absolutely. And they changed up some things this season that kind of re-engaged the audience. You know, they have that, the way that they're voting now live on television. People love that. I think that's what made the show very popular in the beginning, is that people got to express their opinion and their voices about the talent, and they felt like they had a hand in the success of each contestant. And by changing up the voting this year, I think that they have re-engaged the audience in a different way. So, you know, I don't think next year is going to be any different with the announcement of a finale or a final season, you know, and they're coming off of the end of a great season, and who knows what could happen. You know, I think that it's very possible that they could decide to do another season.
All right, Kimberly, one more thing. Jax, who I was touting since day one, just got eliminated. She finished third. I'm trying to think another female who finished third to two guys.
Well,
she should be so lucky as to have a career like yours.
you know what? I'm sure she will do just fine. You know, I'm sure she'll do just fine. You know, at that point, you know, when you make it into the top three, I think that everyone's a winner at that point.
Well said. Well, listen, I know you've been very busy, so go take a nap, and we'll talk next week or whenever you're available again. But thanks for giving us your insights on American Idol, which is seemingly coming to an end, although we'll believe it when we see it.
Right, exactly. Thanks a lot, Mike.
I'd love to hear your comments. Please send me an email at MikeAW@MikeBennettRadio.com. That's Mike AW, just like America Weekend, MikeAW@MikeBennettRadio.com. And with Kimberly Locke of American Idol fame, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.